Yo, talk
now
about
recording.
Sarah. It does remind me. Growing up, there was a mixed race kid in my school who gave herself the nickname Wario.
There was, where I grew up, where I went to school, there was the black kid. and he called himself Cocoa Puff. And I think it was like a defense mechanism. And like, I don't know. I wasn't like really friends with him. We were in different crowds. Like, he was like super athletic and I was a huge nerd. So we weren't really friends, but he called himself Cocoa Puff in front of everybody, like from the day he moved in. And looking back, I think it had to have been a defense mechanism because, like, he's in the South in this all-white school. There were, like, three Hispanic kids and the one black kid, and the rest of us were white. And most of the kids there were, like, redneck, like, racist, awful rednecks. And so he tried to be, quote-unquote, one of the good ones. But, yeah, that's the environment I grew up in. The black kid. Hope he's doing all right. I don't know. There's some people from my high school that, like, whenever I think about it, I'm like, yeah, I hope they were in a car accident and died. But then some of them, I'm like, oh, I hope he's doing okay, or she's doing okay.
I think most of them could die in a fire for me.
Yeah.
I won't set it, of course, because, you know, they're not worth it, but...
I ran into... This has been...
Sorry, I had to say... Oh, I believe it's a Mark Twain quote. I don't wish harm on people, but there's some obituaries I'll read very happily.
Yeah.
Or hugely butchered, of course, but...
I get that, though. There was a guy who died relatively recently. What's his name? He was a sort of, like... Russia, like Putin, like guy, you know, the kind of guy that, like, anytime anything would come out about Russia and Ukraine, he would, like, be one of those people who was like, oh, yes, we're five, Putin is playing 5D chess, and what's going to happen is, you know, one of those kind of guys. And he was, like, deeply problematic, you know, racist, sexist, homophobic. And he died recently.
COVID? Like,
within the last month.
Did he get a Harmon game?
It was pneumonia. So he... I'm going to mess up parts of this story. So he, for a while, and it's not confirmed, but deeply suspected that he lied about all of this. But for a while, he claimed to be a reporter on the ground in Ukraine. And it was suspected that he faked a lot of the stuff that he showed off. And then his news he was getting from pro-Russian and directly sometimes from, like, Russian propaganda sites. And he got into some trouble with the Polish government. He got arrested. He spent several months in jail at the end of last year there, and they released him on bail. And, you know, he awaiting his trial. They released him on bail, and instead of going to the embassy or seeking legal counsel, he live streamed himself trying to flee the country. And, like, this is the middle of winter in Europe. So he live streamed himself trying to flee the country. They caught him.
Gee, I wonder how they knew.
Right. And they were not, they weren't very gentle, we'll say that. And then he wound up in a worse condition prison. He'd spent several days out in the cold. He had been injured and he got pneumonia and died.
Oh no, anyway.
Yeah. And so it's like, when I heard that he died, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I don't necessarily celebrate his death. He wasn't, like, Trump, you know? But at the same time, I wasn't...
Such a party when he kicks off.
Absolutely. But at the same time, you know, I wasn't sad that he died. So, I'm trying to look up because the like I know that the story, like the gist of the story I'm telling is correct, but like the specific details about like which country might be wrong. Like I know he got arrested and he was being, you know, he was held for a while and then he was released and he was claiming that he was a political prisoner and he needed to flee the country. And instead of doing the smart thing of going to the embassy, tried to flee the country. I just can't remember which country it was. All right. Well, now I'm looking. I gotta find his name. I gotta get this right. Where's your name? Riveting content.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry, I'm sure this will get edited down in post. It won't.
That's his name, Gonzalo Lira. All right. Yeah, okay, here we go. Here's his... Okay, Gonzalo... Oh, I'm going to butcher this. Angel Quintilo Lira López is a Chilean-American novelist, filmmaker, commentator, self-styled dating coach involved in the manosphere.
Oh, God.
Posted anti-feminist content under the name Coach Red Pill. And is a resident of Kharkiv, Ukraine. Vlogged in 2022 about the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Described as spreading Russian disinformation and propaganda.
So was he like, you know, shining a light up his taint to recharge his manhood or something like Tucker Carlson was?
Yes. Yes. He was that level.
I'm sorry, but whenever I see these, like, alpha, and I use alpha in massive sarcasm quotes, males talking about this shit, I sometimes wonder, who hurt you? Did daddy not give you enough hugs? Or maybe too many?
Okay, so it's okay. I got this wrong. I thought that he had already left Ukraine, but he was arrested in Ukraine for breaking all of their laws and regulations revolving around the war because he was sharing pro-Russian disinformation. So they arrested him, kept him for several months. He was let out on bail, which that was a part that I said was correct. And then he live-streamed himself trying to flee across the border into Hungary. But he was... Yep, the Hungarian border. Or, sorry, Hungary. Hungary. Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, part of that was... Yeah.
Sorry, nope, wait, that was my bad. That was my bad. Hungary.
Also, going to Hungary?
Yep, he was going to Hungary to claim political asylum. He was captured and, you know, arrested and captured again for violating his conditions of his bail. And during that subsequent second capture, he caught pneumonia and he died January 12th of this year.
Of the current year.
Looks like, for the moment, Chile's Minister of Foreign Affairs is like, yep, he definitely died of pneumonia. We're not gonna blame anybody for this except himself. They're like, we don't want anything to do with this.
Got a crazy idea. I just figured out a way for Trump to get rid of all his court cases.
Seek political asylum with Russia? Get pneumonia and die?
Yeah.
Yep, that would work too.
Slowly.
So, anyways, yeah. This is a massive departure from the tiny story I was going to tell, but you know what? It works. My sleep-addled mind. No, the only story I have is from... Well, there was the thing I sent you on Discord yesterday, which was I had a client, a mother-daughter, that were in there doing some family therapy. And they were talking, and like the context of the conversation like escapes me. Like, conversations, you know, will go from thing to thing. That's the natural progression of conversation. And the daughter, the daughter's an adult. She's like, she's 23, I believe, and the mom is in her 50s. And she says, no, you're talking about someone, her stepdad. She's like, no, mom, you liked him way too hard. You bit his tits so hard that they bled. And his mom, or her mom goes, well, aren't you one to talk? At least David still had nipples when I finished with him. And like she later like confirms like she bit one of her boyfriend's nipples off.
Wait, which one?
Yes. Which boyfriend or which nipple?
Which nipple?
I didn't ask. I do know which boyfriend it was.
Now the real question. Why?
I guess I didn't ask. the implication of the moment was that she was real horned and she just like lost control. But I didn't ask for like more details, so I'm not sure. A whole bunch of people in my office have COVID though. That's again, a whole bunch of people around here have COVID. Like, and yeah, because it's, you know, current year as opposed to a couple of years ago, like, oh no, COVID's not a problem anymore. We've moved on. And it's three people in my office have COVID. One person had COVID 2 weeks ago. They're shutting down our group homes, like not permanently, but locking them down rather because staff and residents in them have COVID. And then, like, I'm just sitting here like, well, yeah, I've gotten my vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
I still take precautions when I go out to places because people around here are extra gross. But also, like, I really don't want to get it before I'm about to go on my staycation. Because
mm-hmm.
I still kept that time off even though we canceled our trip. So I'm off from, like, I work tomorrow and then I'm off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because I don't work weekends unless there's an emergency or I'm volunteering. And then Monday, Tuesday. So I get 6 days off in a row, which I'm very looking forward to. I'm so burnt after the last week and a half with Maria, since her dad died. Mm-hmm. That was the reason that we can't, I mean, I guess whenever this Franken comes out, who knows? But as of February the 20th, that was the reason we canceled last week. I was just wiped. The other counselor in my office, her father died unexpectedly. And so she very...
Yeah, he's gone again to Russia.
But no, I never met her father, so I have no idea. I don't know the first thing about the man. But, very understandably, she took time off to go visit, to go to the funeral. Well, she couldn't go to the funeral because it was in El Salvador and she didn't have a passport. So unfortunately, she missed the funeral, but she flew to New York to be with her mom and her other family who lives in New York. And so, she was out. And even though I'm not seeing her regular patients, we have certain requirements that we're required to follow by certain insurance providers or by state mandates for certain patients, depending on how they are coming to treatment. And so they have to be seen. I mean, if they don't get seen, it's not like we're immediately going to be like shut down, but it's like a strike that goes against us as a clinic. And if you get enough of those, then you wind up getting in trouble, paying fees, getting lowered scores on your yearly state evaluations. And then that can lead to other problems too. So it's like you get a few freebies, but we couldn't cancel her entire list of incoming people for the week. So I was the only one who could do them. Yeah. I was the only one who could do them. So I did. And it killed me last week. I'm so burnt out. It's a lot of mental work. Like, I don't have a very physically demanding job. I stand up, I sit down, I walk around. That's it. I'm not doing backbreaking labor. I sit in a comfy office and a decent desk chair. But mentally, my work is extremely demanding. And those assessments take a long time. There's a ton of questions you got to go through, a bunch of stuff you got to be paying attention to at all times. And doing, one a day is fine. Two is manageable. Three, as like, if that's all you do, okay, I can handle three. But I'm having to, every day last week, I was doing three. One day I did four assessments.
Mm-hmm.
Plus my regular people. So I was passed out by 11 o'clock last week. Anyways, not any like fancy or interesting stories on that front. Just like I work hard, guys. I'm working hard. What have we got for the show this week? Like I
still need to copy stuff over.
Okay. Yeah. I got a couple of games to talk about. One is a tiny mobile game. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is X4 talking about that some.
Cleaning out that folder at some point. I save all my bookmarks to a particular folder.
Yeah.
And I just, didn't really think about it. Hit open all and, it opened like 20 tabs on Chrome.
Well done.
So, yeah. Goodbye, RAM.
Yeah, you don't need it. Who needs that?
So, this first one is our community corner thing.
Okay.
Quadruple A.
Oh, yeah, that comment.
Oh, 20. Oh. I mean, just what the hell, right?
Yeah. Yeah, game companies will say anything.
Okay, there's that one. I have a couple regarding Crazy Taxi.
Okay.
One is that it's going to be AAA in scope, which...
What does that mean for Crazy Taxi?
And another one is a leak / rumor talking about how it's going to be a live service game with essentially a Battle Royale style thing going on with it.
I could kind of see a Battle Royale style thing for Crazy Taxi.
Especially where it has a built-in timer, possibly.
Yeah.
But also, another live service game, well, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, we do not need another live service game. That won't stop them from doing it. But we don't need it.
Okay. Xbox layoffs contradict what they said in the Activision antitrust trial.
Sounds good. But also, I heard about, or saw some stuff about this, and it's like, oh no, they lied. Who could have seen that coming?
Yeah, but they're a kingmaker now.
Ayo.
And since we're already talking about layoffs, Embracer has now laid off 8% of its total staff, with more on the way. Although, the next one I think you're going to want to talk about. 700 Ubisoft workers strike in France over failed salary negotiations.
Yeah, I heard about this too.
Well, there's one thing that the French know, it's revolting.
I was going to say, nobody protests like the French. They know what's up.
Here's another one from Embracer. Embracer restructuring near final stretch, but unlikely to reach net debt target by March. Alright.
Yeah.
I got a few that are just related to this Embracer thing. Although, they also had a record quarter, so... Right. Let's see. Okay. I know that this might be like a general topic almost for us if we wanted to go down this route, but I had this pop up on my newsfeed and also popped up in the Windbreakers podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Windbreakers. It might have been Video Game Chronicles podcast. Final Fantasy VIII director would change the combat system in a remake. And I know you love Final Fantasy VIII.
I do love Final Fantasy VIII.
But basically talking about the junction system and how they would have given a second chance, they would change it.
That's not the part of Final Fantasy VIII that I love so much. I mean, it's fine. The junction system is fine. I don't hate it. I don't love it. I like Final Fantasy VIII's story. I mean, every Final Fantasy game is weird, but it's like a particular type of weird that just like resonates with me that I liked Final Fantasy VIII so much. Now, I would hate it if they changed the combat system to some type of more, real time versus turn based system.
Mm-hmm.
I would hate it if they made it Final Fantasy 13's combat or Final Fantasy 15's combat. Like, I'm just not about that. I assume at some point a remake is coming, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think Final Fantasy VIII's a safe bet for a remake. Final Fantasy IX, I doubt, would get one.
Yeah, Final Fantasy IX, enjoyable, but I feel like it was one that was not as widely received. You know, it still got the cult following, but
it was my favorite Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
But I also realize that those who got into Final Fantasy because of 7 and 8. Because they went back to more fantasy instead of sci-fi in Final Fantasy 9. They probably lost a fair number of people. With the setting alone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Trimming a few that I had from last week. Oh, never mind that last one. I was much older, and I think I've caught up. Yeah, I've caught up to things.
Yep.
To clean out that folder.
So the quadruple A thing from the community corner.
Quadruple A!
Which news article or articles, like what speaks out to you?
Well, we have the Disco Elysium thing, which just hurts.
I have not seen, I have seen some headlines about this. I haven't looked into it or read about it yet. Do I need to have any knowledge going in to it?
Basically, also the final writer that's credited for Disco Elysium was also laid off this past week.
Okay.
They cut 25% of their staff. I honestly expect to see a bankruptcy announced before long.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. GameSpot actually has a little bit more. An expansion and a sequel were canceled. I mean, we both absolutely love Disco Elysium, and it's such a shame the entire story behind it now.
Yeah. Sucks what happened to it in the end.
What happened to it? Capitalism. And five layers deep of shell companies?
Yeah. Capitalism.
I kind of want to talk about Crazy Taxi. I don't have a massive history with it, but I've enjoyed it when I've played it.
Okay.
Skull Buns, of course, is Community Corner.
Right. Okay. So let me.
I know you want to talk to Ubisoft.
Ubisoft. All right. Crazy Taxi. And then workers striking in France. About Ubisoft. Do you have games to talk about?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to talk about my two demos, I think.
Okay.
Because I didn't talk about them yet, have I?
No, I don't think so.
I've talked to you about them, but not on the show.
Yeah.
So hang on to those.
I don't want to copy two. All right. So games, few news topics. And then once you get your stuff pulled over.
Pulled over?
Your games copy pasted, pulled over, man.
I'm gonna talk about the two demos. I still have two loaded from Next Fest, or sorry, three loaded from Next Fest that I haven't tried out yet.
I'm reacting a little slow because I'm sleepy. I'm not asleep. I'm not falling asleep, but I'm tired and I'm slow. It is 2 minutes till midnight. I'm about to turn into a pumpkin.
Yeah,
I'm already round like one, so.
Oh my. Well, as long as you're not orange.
I am not. No orange here. I am not a Cheeto man. Oh.
Which is amusing watching him lose millions and millions of dollars and then having to hawk more and more ridiculous bullshit.
Yeah.
Did you see the Never Give Up shoes?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, keep recording, keep recording. You need to see this, hang on.
Okay.
And I want to highlight, the Never Surrender shoe. These are real. All right? You know it's fun whenever I'm having to preface that, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. As a matter of fact, let's link to an article as well. Because, just to make it more fun. How about the New York Times?
Yeah, okay. They're
good for satire, right? And then I'll get you a nice up-clip shot.
What do we got? Oh, the grifting just never stops. It never stops.
See if that loads up.
It did. Yeah.
They are so hideous.
They're awful. This is what he's all about. This is what he's done his whole career. Is just sell chintzy fake bullshit.
I really don't see how people fall for this.
I don't either, but they still do time and time again.
It's always that 30-some percent, too, huh?
Yep.
I really think it's a failing of the education system.
I think that's part of it.
Anita has a few kids in her classes that she says read at a first and second grade level that have just been pushed through the system because of No Child Left Behind.
Mm-hmm.
And that she said that shouldn't even made it past middle school, let alone be in high school. And No Child Left Behind is one of those things that, you know, sounds really warm and fuzzy. You know, we're not going to, you know, fail kids. We're going to get them their proper education. But when you start to really see the effects, you start seeing people spending $400 on gold spray painted shoes.
I don't think it's just a failing of the American education system. I mean, when you trace it all back, it all goes back to the fucking Reagan era.
Yeah, and the dismantling of the education
system. The dismantling of the education system. So, is it, yes, it is partly on the failure of the American education system, but who kneecapped the American education system? The Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of the people that this stuff works on are older people. I mean, not all Trump supporters are older, but that demographic skews, you know, 40, 50 plus. I don't know who's going to buy the shoes. I don't know if, you know, I don't know how many of the shoes are selling, but that demographic does.
Don't worry, he'll sell NFTs of the shoes later on. I joke, but at the same time,
NFTs have really lost a lot of steam. I mean, they're still around.
Mm-hmm.
You still buy them. Well, get scammed on them. But that snake has been eating itself for a little while now.
Oh, what's hilarious is it popped up on Reddit like a month ago. Somebody took one of the NFT Bored Apes and was selling shirts in Walmart of it.
That's good.
You know, I mean, honestly, whenever I saw the Bored Apes, the first time I thought, yo, okay, it would be an okay shirt line, but as an investment?
Oh. Yeah. You know, the Bored Apes do scream to me, like, weird counterculture, like, Spencer's clothes, you know?
No, Spencer's wouldn't have that trash. Not as trashy as that, you know? I mean, they would have trash, but not that low.
Well, the thing is there's so much, context to the Bored Apes. But, like, if Bored Apes, instead of being an NFT grift, were actually just some weird drawing that somebody made that got put on like a line of Spencer's clothes or whatever, you know, maybe like Rue 21, like, checks out. But yeah, NFTs have lost a lot of steam the last year, 2 years maybe. So is cryptocurrency. Let's see what Bitcoin's value is. Okay, so Bitcoin has recovered some, but a lot of cryptocurrencies have been on a downward trend. I did my save and everything while we were talking.
Oh, need to stop. Don't stop. Oh, shit.
I stopped the main recording, but Craig has got the shoes.
You just cackled at the shoes.
I was not expecting it. They're so wrong, but at the same time so right, given, you know, who and what it is that we're
and political Jim Rock, went off on him, by the way. I'm surprised you actually missed it.
Yeah.
Although, political humor has this one. The real Trump footwear. You want to see?
Sure. I think I know which one. I think I know what you're talking about, but I think I've seen it. Oh, no, I have not seen it, actually. Nice.
The ankle monitor.
I approve. All right. I am going to put Craig to bed. Good night, Craig. I got to be in the right spot to put Craig to bed. There we go. Good night, Craig.